dude. Got a D in algebra? Yes! Does it matter? It doesn't matter at fucking all what you get in algebra, unless you're going to be an algebratrician, dude. One time I was doing algebra in my fucking high school class, and I was like, and my mom was like, you really got to work harder on algebra. It's hard. It just never made any sense. I had a fucking teacher named Mrs. Weaver, and I was getting a D, and we have to make it. I had to do better. And I was trying to do better. And then all of a sudden, they introduced imaginary numbers. And I fucking straight up said in my head, go fuck yourself. Dude, imaginary numbers? No. All the shit's imaginary. You got 8 apples and then 8 apples walk in the door? Hey, guess what? There's no fucking apples, though. Did you know that? You're making it all up. These are all problems you're making up. Okay? You want to know the most fucking Asian thing you can do if you're an American Asian is this. Playing with your pen and doing tricks with your pen. Like that. Everyone in La Cañada, all the American Asians would do this shit. And they'd fucking catch it. And I fucking learned how to do that in algebra. And I can fucking still do it. And I'm not even fucking 40, I know. But when I get older, dude, I'm going to fucking always be and twirling it like this. Oh, wow. Such a fucking... Anyway, dude. Imaginary numbers, bro? No. No. I wish... That's the thing. I wish I was me now back then. And I know people... like to think like, I know people, everyone always says, oh, I wish I knew back then what I know now. Dude, I don't even care about knowing this shit. I wish I was more outspoken because I was that dude back then too. I had all the opinions, but I just fucking didn't really revel in it. I need to be in algebra now as a 17-year-old, and I need Mrs. Weaver to be saying, oh, so these are, we're introducing imaginary numbers. And then I go like this. No, they're all imaginary. You're making up all these problems. Bye. None of this shit exists, dude. And if you listen to this and you're 17, first of all, turn it off because I'm a bad, bad influence. But also, no. Algebra fucking sucks, dude. And I'm almost 40 and I'm telling you that now. You know how they're like, well, when you get older, you, no, you don't, dude. And I'm not a bad influence, dude. Fuck this, man. I'm telling you right now, you high school kids. Get out of that algebra class. Dude, high school is, you got to do it because they got to figure out how to make it so kids don't fucking stab each other and do heroin. You understand? That's what high school is. So all the kids just kind of chill out, hang out, learn how to be with each other. That's why college is too early. Everyone should go to college when they're 26, 27, 28. That's when you, because that's the thing. It's everyone's, you're not done develop. I'll tell you what, I was immature kid until I was 33 or 34. I was a late bloomer, for real. I went through puberty a little bit late, and I was not an adult until I was 34, 35. I did immature shit, was selfish as fuck. That's the thing, dude. 18. You want me to go to college at 18? That's why when everyone goes to college at 18, they go absolutely bonkers, man. All of a sudden, the dorky kid is the cool kid. You ever, you know that shit? It's like, hey, fucking, you come back for the summer break or spring break, and they're like, hey, we're all going to fucking Robert's house. Robert who? Robert Dahlman. What? Yeah. The fucking kid was a dork. Bro, he runs Pepperdine. What? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, bro? I went to visit him in Mizzou. Ho, ho, ho. That guy runs it, dude. He's practically Chris Brown at Mizzou. What? He wore the fucking trench coat. Bro, he doesn't wear that anymore. He's got green hair. That's not cool. Where do you see him, bro? It's pretty popping. And then he shows up with like fucking some chick named Haley, and you're like, oh, she's from fucking St. Francis. She's from the other school. God, this guy's popping. And now everybody wants to be friends with fucking Rob? That's because we all go to college too early. Rob didn't even figure out who the fuck he was till he went to Mizzou. And now it's on and popping. And then by the time that, yeah. God, people change. I hated that shit. I was who I was in high school, bro. And now I am who I am. And that shit's not changing, dude. It's funny, dude, how that happens, though. we all go, we go away and then we become who we become. That's, dude, that bothered me, man. When I was a kid, like people would go study abroad and they'd come back and shit. And they'd be like, yeah, fucking girls would be like, lost my virginity. And dudes would be like, took a backpack, walked around a little bit, read a book. Now I know how it goes. Check in with me. We're all lost. We're all fucking lost, man. We go to college too early. That's why now there's people with like fucking, you see that guy walking a bird flying? That guy? It's because he went to college too early. You saw that guy thing on Twitter? He was running down the street with two parrots on a leash and the parrots were flying and he was running with those parrots. That guy should get all the pussy. And I'm not joking. Girls, that guy deserves all of it. For real. Don't even know what he looks like, but he's gangster. If I were like that, if I was a guy, I got to walk birds, man. I got to walk birds. Do you know how awesome? I didn't know you could walk birds. You know what I'm talking about, right? You guys have seen this shit? The birds are flying. The guy's running. Okay? I didn't know you could walk birds, bro. I never even thought of that. This guy is living in 2050. The birds are level too. Birds are the shit. How come we don't talk about how cool birds are, man? But unless you're Brian Callen. That's the thing about high school is that the classes are all the classes because they need to figure out the basic, they need to all conform to all of the certain types of people. I didn't like that shit because I'm not doing the shit that everyone does because I, you know why? Don't want. Okay? So that's why if I was, you remember electives and shit? You'd be like, well, I'd like to get into home ec. I'd like to, even those were bullshits. I'm talking about, dude, when I was, as soon as you get out of eighth grade, I should have been able to sign up for fucking bird walking class. And there should have been a stand-up comedy class or whatever the fuck. And not even a class. That's a stupid class to have. But like, some kids want to be a magician. I want to be a magician. So now what? Oh, well, there's no magician class. Okay. So at least let's just have the teachers guide the people and try to learn some magic to teach to the kids. That's why I like David Blaine. He doesn't even really do magic. I mean, he does magic, but also he'll be like, I'll just stand in a spot for 7 weeks. And you're like, oh, well, that's not magic. And he's like, but I'm testing my body. And you're like, okay, I agree. You're testing your body. I can just break out of these handcuffs. Really? Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. It takes 8 weeks. Oh, so you just keep on trying to break them, and then finally they just wear and tear and then open? Yeah. Okay. Is it magic? I'm testing my body. Okay. But he can do card tricks too, my babies. So saw him do our card tricks to Al Pacino, and that's a real story. I live in a fantasy. I saw David Blaine do a fucking card trick to Al Pacino, and Guy Fieri was there, and Sylvester Stallone was filming it. I live in a fantasy. And then did David Blaine say to Al Pacino, pick a suit? And then did Al Pacino say, well, I was in Armani the other day. Ah. I live in a fantasy. Al Pacino turned to me and he said, remember that card. I live in a fantasy. Al Pacino turned over to me and said, there's my card. Remember it. And then I said, well, I will actually never forget any of this in my life. Okay? It was the seven of diamonds. So anyway, that's crazy. So, high school should be more specific. That's why it's specific. You got to get specific high schools, man. There should be clumps of high schools that are like for certain things, like the entertainment high schools that they have sometimes. They have like some of them in Texas or some shit. Dance high schools, they got those weird ones. I used to think those were fucking weird, but they're probably right. What if you know you love animals and you want to go to a fucking sanctuary high school, like an animal sanctuary high school, and just chill with fucking zebras and gophers? Loved the dude that would. I hated that when I was in the, when I was in elementary school and the guy would come with all the animals. Ugh, everyone loved it. Well, it's animal day. We get to come out. The guy comes with animals. And they'd be like, "Got class, this is a gopher." And Stephen DeFilippis would be like, "Oh." And there'd be some kid fucking with a closed throat because a gopher came out. We'd be like, "Oh, sorry. Matthew's fucking allergic. He's got to go home now." In the 80s, nobody gave a fuck. Now, couldn't bring animals. I wonder if they still do that. They probably don't. They used to bring fucking snakes out, dude. Hey, they could kill us. Like, why not just bring a wild boar? Oh, yeah, a snake. Oh, there's this. Oh, the snake swallowed Tommy. We didn't like him anyway. Dude, why not just bring a wild boar? Bring a hyena. They should just bring a fucking. Imagine them bringing just a starving hyena. Hey, class, gather around. It's just like, this is a hyena. Oh, whoa, it's thrashing. Oh, whoa, whoa. Okay, it has Danny Vick's arm. Whoa, it's thrashing Danny Vick's arm. Hey, that swallowed my arm. Anyway,